Here now with West Elk Patriots head coach Chris Haig. Coach Haig, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am just fine. So let's talk about last week. Last week, a bit of a rough game for your Patriots. Cedarvale-Dexter, a very good team, 58-8, the final score. As always, take me through that one, where you guys could have improved, what you saw, and what you'll kind of look forward to from this point on.
Well, you know, looking back on it, obviously, you know, they are a quality football team, do a lot of great things, very well coached. And, you know, our kids, you know, I thought we put a good drive together in the first quarter and kind of hung in there for a little bit, but in the end they were just too much. And, you know, obviously we're disappointed about our performance, but at the same time we were able to take some positive things away from that game and got some kids some quality experience, and hopefully we can continue to build upon that and get ready for this week.
Yeah, so this week you do have Flint Hills. Of course, Flint Hills may be on the opposite end of the spectrum from Cedarvale-Dexter. They are kind of struggling a little bit this season, 0-6, 0-3 in the district. But, of course, there's no such thing as a free game, especially in southeast Kansas. So what are you seeing from Flint Hills that you're kind of planning for and you need to focus on this week in practice?
Well, you know, they have some good kids. You know, they're big and strong up front, and they got some kids in the back so they can make plays, you know. You know, we need to get, we just need to play strong, sound assignment football, you know, and do a better job blocking and tackling. Obviously, we got to get stronger up front on both sides of the ball. But, you know, they can possess some challenges to us, and our kids are going to have to be ready. You know, we need to get healthy this week, and, you know, we're going to have to be prepared and ready for this coming Friday.
Yeah, and so the last thing I really want to ask you about, Coach, is we're getting near the end of the season, and, of course, the districts, things are starting to wind down here, and, of course, these last couple games, they're very important, so to speak, especially when you start speaking about the playoffs and what that entails. So when you get to these final couple of weeks, does it really kind of change your planning any and how you kind of focus or how you kind of approach a week knowing that the season is coming to a close?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we take great pride in the approach and the focus that we have each and every week throughout the season. But, yeah, this is coming down to it this time of season that, you know, you've got to be playing your best football. And unfortunately, the last 2 weeks, you know, we haven't played as well as we would have liked. But, you know, the intensity and the focus and desire is still going to be there. And we have to have a great week of preparation to get us ready, you know, if we want to move forward to the playoffs and continue our season.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, of course, Flint Hills this week, and I'll look forward to seeing how you guys do on Friday, and we'll speak to you next week, Coach.
All right. Hey, thanks, sir.